Hi everyone, it's now Tuesday the 26th of September and I have had a reprieve from Audioboom. They said because I'm a long-standing user, I can post as much as I want to, but I'm going to try and do this weekly thing and see how it turns out. So it's about 10 to 9 p.m. and I'm sitting waiting to be taken home from dialysis and while the transport, and goodness knows how long that is going to take. There's quite a few of us waiting here. The two people that I come in with and normally go home with have been taken already, so I've got left. But never mind. Ronan's making my dinner when I get... Well, he's making it. He's made my dinner. It's vegetarian toad in the hole. Mashed potatoes and veg. I wonder if this is our transport now.
Yeah.
I got four people, four different drop-offs.
Okay, that's the right place, yeah.
I'm at the right place,
yeah. Yeah, so who
are you
taking?
And then I got one person cut off at that place, yeah.
I have no idea.
Russia close? We'll go Russia close.
Where?
Death, darkness.
Russia close.
We're going to darkness.
None of us, I don't think.
That's one.
Okay.
Then go to another one. We've got Clark close.
Where's that?
I have no idea.
Eden. Who's in charge here?
Go down there. There.
I got open.
Don't think he's taking any of us.
Go further in the office.
Oh, here comes John.
Not mine. Could be a long night. Well, hello. You find me on Wednesday the 27th of September 2017. Again, waiting for transport. Seems to be the story of my life. This time I'm at Guy's, having had the second part of my myocardial perfusion test. It was pretty unpleasant, to be honest. I had to have a cannula put in my arm, which is fine, and then I injected some... I had to be all wired up, like, for an ECG, have my blood pressure monitored, and then have this drug pumped into me for 5 minutes, which would simulate exercise. And I had it before at King's, and I'd forgotten that it made my arms go like lead and my head feel funny. It's horrible. I couldn't remember. I knew it had some effect on me, but I couldn't remember. They were all very nice. There was four of them in the room, including a doctor. And then they brought me a cup of, because I hadn't been able to have any caffeine since Monday. I'm not a coffee, fizzy drink or chocolate eater or drinker, but I do like my tea in moderation. So they brought me a cup of tea, and I went outside and in the waiting room and ate my roll. And then I had to go back for the scan again. Now, it was better this time in that I didn't get upset and I knew what was coming, and it was the same lady doing it. But at the end, they stop it because there's meant to be a 5 minute CT scan at the end, which I opted not to have because I didn't need to. But the bed started to move into the machine and I got a bit panicky. But anyway, they really wanted me to have it done again, but they said it was up to me because the part of my liver was functioning and it obscured part of the bottom wall of the heart. So they said the doctors can interpret it because it's not really bad, but it would be better if I could have it done again. I was going to, and then I decided at the last minute I don't want to go through it again. If they can interpret it, and they've got my ones from last week, which she said were perfect, so they've got those to go on. They can't send me back for another one anytime soon because of the radioactive material, but in a couple of months they would be able to do that if they want to. I hope they don't. I feel a bit of a failure that I probably should have gone through with it, but I just had enough's enough sometimes, and I just want to go home. I kind of lost all track of time. It seems like the afternoon, but it's only just like 11 o'clock in the morning. But last night, my transport, we set off from there about 9:30, and it was just before 10 when I got home. So anyway, this is my daily digest. I just want to go home now, you know. I hope I don't have to wait 2 hours like I did on Friday. I'll speak to you all again soon. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the end of Wednesday, the 27th. I've realised if I'm going to use voice memos as my medium for recording, one thing I mustn't let happen is my phone to die, because it died on Monday. So Monday's part, if you're listening to this, you will have heard separately. I'm outside now. It's very autumnal weather. It was a beautiful autumn day though, and it got to 21 degrees. And I've got a lasagna in the oven, a corn lasagna. It's definitely comfort food for a not too cold but very wet evening, when the best place is to be indoors. It's Thursday afternoon now, the 28th of September, and I wanted to record a huge bumblebee, which I can hear flying around in here, but I think it's gone out. I've got my patio doors open because it's a lovely day. But I think it's gone out now, and my washing machine decided to make a lot of noise. I think it's gone. It sounded absolutely massive. I wouldn't like to get on the wrong side of that, thank you very much. Anyway, I'm just going to prepare the vegetables for the dinner tonight, which Ronan will do probably while I'm at dialysis. Because he's a vegetarian now, he has been since the beginning of the year, he has got a corn peppered steak, which is actually quite nice, and I've got a piece of salmon, which he wouldn't want because he doesn't like salmon. And We are having it with new potatoes. What was that noise? I don't know what that was. New potatoes, broccoli and carrots. So I've just got to go and clean the new potatoes, cut them up, put them ready and peel the carrots and get the broccoli ready. Then I'm going up for my shower. I've got about an hour to get ready. So that should be enough, even for me. I think it was Tooth that made that noise. The Most High Chief is coming home tomorrow. I can't tell you I'm looking forward to it. I wish I could. I'm actually dreading it because he's behaved himself at my mum's. He hasn't had any trouble with his stomach. He hasn't been to the toilet anywhere he shouldn't have been. And I think old habits die hard. And when he gets back here, he might start his nonsense up again. So what's actually happening is that... what was going to happen is that she had booked an appointment tomorrow morning because he needs to have his stitches out. And she's got to pick up another cat from the vets that's going in his place in the house that she's got outside. So... I was going to go down there with his basket, his carrier, you know, and then we were going to go to the vets together, have the appointment, and she'd pick up her cat, and then we'd go get a cab and go our separate ways home. But the vets rang me, I think it was on Tuesday, actually, but I didn't get round to telling her till today, to say that the vet that we normally see, Laura, has been called out on a kennel visit tomorrow morning, and... So that another vet could see us, but the vet nurse felt it was quite important for us to see Laura because she'd been the one that's seen all this treatment through and done the operation. So the appointment has been rebooked for 4 p.m, which actually suits me a whole lot better. I don't know if it suits my mum because I tried to call her last night several times. She was on the phone, as usual. I didn't leave a message, so I WhatsApped her this morning and I don't think she's ready yet. She hadn't last time I looked. So I don't even know if it's okay for her. But if it isn't, I'll have to take him on my... Well, I'll have to somehow arrange to get him and take him on my own. And I don't think I said on here that the results of his biopsy came back that it was a benign tumour in his thyroid. But this has thrown me into a somewhat of a dilemma because, as I think I also said on here a few weeks ago, my mum's friend offered to... I wasn't going to give him any more treatment because the tablets weren't working because his thyroid is so bad. It's so overactive, and it's also, when the vet had seen, even though it's not malignant, it's grown down into his chest somewhere. So that means his one thyroid gland's been removed, the other one's still there and bad, and then he's got this extra thyroid tissue somewhere. So she's put him on medication. However, it's thrown me into a dilemma because my mum's friend's paid, you know, out of the kindness of her heart and very generously to have the operation done. But I had decided to stop the treatment. And so if the treatment now works, I will be bound to carry on with it. And I honestly can't afford it. So while she helped the cat, she actually hasn't helped me. And I suppose I should think, well, the cat comes first. But in practical terms, I don't know how to move forward with this because I can't ask her for more money. So it's almost as if I hope the treatment doesn't work, which is an awful thing to say. And I don't mean it to sound callous. But then if it doesn't, I don't think I'll put him through the other operation. And I'll just be back to square one with me not giving him any treatment. Because if the tablets don't work, I'm not messing about with them anymore because I just can't afford it. So, and I've got Chantelle as well, and she is on the medication. Hers is working. So I want his to work, but I'm in a dilemma because I can't afford both of them. Because this is what I'm looking at. Things are very tight for us right now for one reason or another, which I, you know, is not necessary to go into, but obviously I can't work at the moment. So I've got two cats that need treatment. Now Chantelle's is costing me £53 a month, at the moment that it might go down if the next test is, that's just for the medication. And so his is 80 for the dose he's on, because it's quite expensive medication. That's for, he has to have 60 tablets and she has to have 30. Doesn't really make a lot of sense, but that is the way it is. And so that's that. And then on top of it are their blood tests, which are about £70 a piece. And then there's the call out visit, which on a Wednesday is only £25, which I can't mess around getting two cats in a cab. It'll cost me the earth. I couldn't cope with two. It means I've got to get someone else to come with me. So it's worth the money, because the cab there and back is going to be £14. And if I have to do it in two visits because I can't take two cats, it's double that, so it's more than the call-out visit. But then I've got the two consultation fees, so we're talking £25 plus 18 each, so that's 36, that's... so that's what, £61, and then the two lots of blood tests, which is another 140 on top of that, so we're talking like £200, and then... it's over £300 a month. It's about £350 a month. If I had that kind of money, I'd be laughing. Spare, that is. I'm just about managing to keep Chantelle afloat at the moment. It's very difficult, because obviously I was in a completely different situation when I took these cats on. Anyway... I'm not on here to complain, I'm just on here to give you an honest update of what's going on. I recovered from the horrible test yesterday. I feel I wish I had gone ahead with it, the second scan. But I feel, I don't think I expressed this on here, I feel it was wrong from the start, because when I had the first one last week, I had something to eat. And I had a few, like half a cup of tea with it. Went and did the scan, got on the bed, after all the palaver I called, did it, it was fine. At the end, she was standing next to the machine. She stopped it before it started to move into the tunnel for the CT part, which I wasn't having. Then she said, just stay there 2 minutes while I go and save the images, and then I'll come and move the bed out. She wanted to do it quickly before anything went wrong with them. So she did that. It wasn't even a minute. She was back. She moved the bed out because it's like an electronic bed. That was that electronic bed / table. So that was fine. This week I come in. They tried... I don't think, this is my honest opinion, that they left it long enough. You have to eat to move things out of the way, but I don't think they left it long enough. And I think they knew that, because as soon as I went in, they tried to make me drink a whole cup of water. And I said, I just tried to force food down, which is very difficult when you're nervous and you don't want to eat anything. And I drank a cup of tea and I said, look, you know, and I've got to think of my fluids as well. I said, why am I doing this? I didn't have to do it last week. I drank about four sips and I said, I'm sorry, I can't drink the rest of it, because I really couldn't. So they said, okay, don't worry, it's to clear the gut. So I laid down on the bed and they took a long time before they started, and she was faffing about on the computer. I'm just trying to get you in exactly the same position as last week. Then she said, have you eaten anything? Yes. What did you eat? A cheese salad roll. Did you drink anything? Yes, a cup of tea. Okay. So I think they knew that the pictures weren't going to be as good as they should be from the outset. In which case, I wish they'd just said so, and then I could have got up. I mean, I wouldn't have been very happy about it. I could have gone out of the room, sat another 20 minutes or 15, 20 they were going to leave it, and then come back and just done it. That would have been okay by me. Instead, they went ahead with it. I knew something wasn't quite right at the end, because I heard her talking to a man in the next room who was the doctor. And it's nothing wrong, it's just that part of my liver, the top of my liver, because it was functioning, because I don't know whether it's because that it was not long enough or the food hadn't gone down far enough, so it obscured the bottom wall of my heart. It was only slightly, she said the doctors could decipher it and could interpret it. But it would be better if we got a better picture, because last week's were perfect. But she did say they've got last week's to go on. Now, What happened at the end? Now, given that I'm extremely claustrophobic, the thought of going in that tunnel, I'd have to be sedated to do it. And I know it's not as bad as an MRI scan, but it's for me to be undercover of that with over my head. I can't do it. I just can't. That end of story is non-negotiable. Luckily, it was optional, that part. So as I said, last week she stopped the scan, went over and saved the images, and then came back and put the bed out. Now, this time, she didn't stand with me the whole time because I suppose I was more relaxed. And also, there was someone else in the room, like her assistant. Now, last week, she wasn't in there. She had been around, but she wasn't in there. It was just me and the, I don't know what you call a scanner. I don't know what it's a technical term. I can't remember the technical term for that. The scanners, the machine, the person, the operative... So, let me let this have its word. So, she was at the computer with her colleague, her assistant, and they were talking. I don't know what they were talking about because I wasn't listening. Now, before she'd just been over to me before that and said, "You've got 6 minutes left." Voice message. Sorry about that. And I thought, oh, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, that's a long time. It was really only 1 minute because the last 5 minutes was a CT scan and she hadn't taken account of that. So she wasn't prepared for it to finish. So she wasn't at my side when it did to stop, although she could stop the machine from over there, which she did. And suddenly that part of the scan finished and my bed started to sail forward to go into the tunnel. Hello, Pinky. And I went, oh no, what? Where am I going? What's happening? Because I panicked. Because I suddenly thought, if I ended up in that tunnel and I hadn't been expecting it, it would have been bad enough if I had expected it. But if it had happened like that, I would have been hysterical. Now, she said, don't worry, it's all right. Because it did stop. And the thing was right in front of my face then. Her assistant came and shunted me back out, and I got up and I got dressed and everything. Well, put my, you know, what I had to put back on. And then she said, then she was faffing around talking to this man, and I knew something wasn't quite right. And then she told me what happened. So she said, I'm going to take you outside, and the doctor will come and see you in a minute to tell you if you need to have it done again. And it was not the first time I had to have it done again. When I had it done at King's, I had them in the reverse order. I had the stress test first, which is the one I had yesterday. And then the following week, I had the rest test. Now, it was with the rest test that I had to have it done again because a similar thing must have happened. I had to repeat the scan, which I actually did on that occasion because they didn't give me a choice. This time, I was given the choice. So anyway, a few minutes went by, it wasn't even 5 minutes. She came out, not the doctor, and she told me what had happened. She said it was optional. She said it wasn't that bad. And I said, okay, I'll have it. And then I said to her, please don't let what, because it, you know, I you probably all think I'm mad, but I can't help it with this claustrophobia. Because last week it all worked well and she stopped the machine before that happened, before the bed started to move inside the tunnel part. It's like an archway more than a tunnel. I knew that it didn't have to happen that way, but today it had happened that way because she wasn't there and she had thought I still had 6 minutes and I actually had only had 1 minute because she was forgetting that I wasn't doing that part and she had to stop it because otherwise it automatically does it because it's just part of the program. I said to her, please, will you not let that happen again? And she said she couldn't help it, that because I panicked, she nearly pressed the wrong button and lost all the images and because I made her panic. Well, I'm very sorry, but I'm the patient. She's the clinician. She shouldn't be panicking so easily as that. It's not like I screamed blue murder. I just went, oh, no, where am I going? Or something like that. That's all I said. Or what's happening? That's what I said, I think. Oh, no, what's happening? That's no reason for someone to lose their head, is it? I don't think. So, and she said, I'm not the first person to react in this way to this scan. So it must be something that happens fairly regularly, or at least it's not unheard of. So if she'd have been able to say to me, right, okay, I know I'm sorry about what happened, but I lost track of the time and I didn't realise it was going to finish. This time I will be by the machine like last time. Then I would have had it done. No shadow of a doubt, no hesitation, but I couldn't face that happening again in case this time I got further in. That's the only reason I turned it down. And obviously that she said I had the true choice. It was my choice. I didn't have to have it done. A doctor could interpret it. It could interpret it. Plus they had the ones from last week. I mean, it's not even a week ago. There wasn't even a week between them. So nothing's going to have changed in that time. So I hope it's okay, because she said they can't give it to me again for at least 2 or 3 months because of the radioactive material they have to inject into me. So I can't. There's nothing I can do now. I feel a bit bad about it because I wish I had gone ahead and been able to do it, but I couldn't. She couldn't give me the reassurance that I needed, and that's just that was this. I'm afraid that was this. That was the immediate pressure for me, rather than looking down the line and thinking, oh God, my transplant. Because I did have a letter the other day, one that was sent to my GP from the surgeon. No, it wasn't copied to my GP. It was copied to the transplant coordinator for the donor at King's, in which he stated that he'd urged me to get on with it as quickly as possible and to do the workup. And they've given me, to be fair to them, they've given me all my appointments really quickly, because my level of antibodies could change, and it has fluctuated over the years, so it can go up and down. And so obviously the lower it is, the better chance of a successful transplant. So I hope it doesn't hold things up. I've got a few other tests left to do yet, two of which we'll have on the 13th of October. The other two I've got to arrange myself through my GP surgery, so I will do that in the next few weeks. Anyway, this little drop-in, check-in, is longer than I intended, and I've got to get on with this veg. It's a bag of cat food in my hand. It's Pinky. They've all got plastic contain. Well, the three cats that have their food in the back room, they have a big 5 kilogram container of food, and she's got, I think it's 2.5 or 3 in her feeding station. But she doesn't like the food that's in there, so in a minute probably tomorrow, I'm going to tip it in there one. But this is a small bag, so I've been giving her out the bag. The other one's a cheaper one. She doesn't like it. They don't mind it, the rest of them. But Miss Fussy Paws doesn't like it. And she doesn't like any kind of fish, tuna, chicken. So she can't give her any treats. So I have to give her... She can be fussy about this, so I can give her the food that she likes. Because the only thing she will eat is dried food. Occasionally, she will eat a little bit of the other food. She'll just lick at it, but she doesn't eat it. So she only likes dried food. The others prefer the wet food, but they do eat the dried food as well. So she has to have her own special allowance. Anyway, I will love you and leave you and go and do what I've got to do.
Did you
want to
wait for
her? No.
It only didn't come before.
We couldn't get a taxi because it rained.
Here, come on in.
You take him in. Whoops. If I don't knock him out beforehand.
How is he doing?
Oh, he's all right. Until he has his stitches out, he's fine.
When he had his operation, they did it.
So he should be due to get his stitches out today.
Yeah.
If he's looking all right.
You going to come out?
Can you move
your
bag?
Yes.
You going to come out the top? Never mind.
if you wouldn't mind lifting him up just for a second. And then they just need to go to zero before we put him on there. So the last time we weighed him, he was 2.98.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. 3.26.
Oh, yes.
He has put on.
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good. You can't tell when there's that thin,
no.
Whether they've got any covering.
And there's a percentage of body weight to put on in a very short time.
Oh,
that's pretty impressive. Whoops.
Where's he gone?
He's on the floor.
Oh.
Anyway, right, it's coming your way, Jill.
You got him?
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a listen to his heart rate, see what that's like. And then hopefully we'll get these stitches out.
Now come on, behave yourself. Escaping.
Do you want to hold him?
Yeah.
Right, it's still a tiny bit high. It's about 192 and it should be 180. But when they're really bad, they go up to 240.
I think his has been higher than that, I think.
Right, well, it's a little bit scabby, but it looks like it's healed up well enough to get the stitches out. Shall we do that? Yeah? Shall we take your stitches out? He's a very handsome cat, isn't he?
Well, he was lovely until he lost all the weight.
Well, with a bit of luck, he's going to put it all back on again now.
Let's hope so. Oh, he's put the image on. I'm really glad about that. Oh, I mean, still, you know, she's only stitches out.
Oh, my God.
1. It is still a little bit crusty, but it looks like it's healed up.
So we don't
fine.
Have to do anything with it.
Shouldn't do, no. Just call.
Make sure it's still all right now. It won't come over or anything with
it. It certainly shouldn't, because
no.
I wouldn't have taken the stitches out if I thought it would. But I suppose it's possible that if he were to really scratch at it.
He doesn't scratch at it.
Then, you know, he could open it back up again, but it looks to be healed up very nicely.
It's a horrible scab, isn't it?
Mm. It'll go away. And now that the stitches are out, he shouldn't be itchy with us at all. So I'm just going to put him back in his box. There you go, sweetie. And hopefully that's the job done.
Yeah, hopefully. That's stabilising.
Yeah, well...
It looks promising, doesn't it?
That much weight gain in
yeah.
such a short time looks very promising to me.
I think he'd keep it up, but it wouldn't... If it wasn't working, it wouldn't go on even if I fed him up, would it?
No, because he'd just burn it off.
Yeah.
Hi, ladies.
Done. Okay, thank you.
Job done.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Quick.
Yeah.
Mm, well, they do. A small percentage of them do end up getting it in the other thyroid.
Yeah.
I can't forget that.
I think she said he has got it in the other one, but she didn't want to take the two of them out together.
No, you can't take them both out. Because
no.
If you do that, you've got to supplement them anyway.
Yeah.
But
anyway, thanks a lot. Thank you.
Oops,
I'm going to hit the door. All right, okay. Thanks a lot.
No, I don't think so. We haven't got paid
anything
now, have we?
We're just going to call
her. And then she said you had a basket for... Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you nearly forgot about that.
Yeah, go.
Have you got a basket for her?
Yeah, it's here. It's here.
Did you want to come back?
Yeah, I will. Mandy's there.
Where shall I go?
She's got 1 point.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. Okay, thanks. So, thank you.
Do you have a mail?
See you later, thanks. I'll let you know who gets on.
These two big.
Don't forget to take her.
No.
Tom, take the wrong one. Well, as you heard, I've just been to the vets and I've got this man back, the Most High Chief, and he's coming home. We've dropped my mum off with another cat that she picked up at the vets that they've kept there for the last 2 weeks but was waiting to come into care. So we've done a swap. Yeah.
See you later.
See you later, Dad. Bye. Bye, Mum.
Good night.
Did she pay?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Can I hear rain or am I imagining?
It is rain.
Oh, there you go. I can hear rain.
Oh, much.
It's not too loud because I can't hear it much out there, but I can hear it a bit. Oh, oh dear. It did say that, I think, but we've already had two lots since we've been here, so. Oh, I've got a numb backside, it's really uncomfortable, despite my cushions. My backside's gone numb, or it's just not exactly numb, it's just uncomfortable. I've been sitting on it too long.
Celebration.
What, here?
Yes.
Okay, what day are we having it, you know?
Well, give you more detail.
Is it going to be the raffle again?
That as well. So we're having a line party somewhere else on a Sunday, with all of us. We have in mind, where's my connector?
I've connected
already.
Did you?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah,
because
I'd like to say
like... Secret Santa.
Oh, yeah.
The sandwiches, as usual.
Yeah.
That's why we do the raffle.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
So, the party, I think, will be exciting.
So, is that for everybody?
Yes, for everybody.
And where will it be?
I'll give you more detail next week.
Okay.
I just wanted to give you a little bit so to think about it. Would you like to participate?
Yeah.
You can bring your family.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they'll be thrilled.
They're doing a
pantomime. We could do that. No, we're at a party on a Sunday.
Oh, right. We're going to put on a pantomime for us.
Good idea. No.
So where's the party going to be?
To be honest with you, we just started with the idea. Yeah. But we wanted to know who will be participating in Secret Santa, for Secret Santa who will not.
Yeah, well, I'd like to do
hello.
Like
you've got 5 patients, yeah?
One.
Only one? Who?
No, 5.
Oh, okay.
It states on one of these somebody's got a guide dog.
No,
I have, but not here. Well, it's stating that one of them needed a small, I'm afraid, small ambulance.
That's
I thought you were with G4S.
No, I'm not. No. Thank you. Don't wish that on me.
I bet it's going to be because you haven't got one. He's not going to take you there.
I found it unusual.
Yeah.
To put it on a BTS bus.
I never heard that on the booking.
Well, it's gone there because when I go to other places, it's on my records, I guess, but I don't know why they put it on this one. Well, we've got to the end of the week. Oh, really, it's the beginning of the next one, technically. It is now Sunday, the first of October. Yeah. And I'm ending my recordings of the week as I started them. With a nice cup of tea. Unfortunately, that's not in this recording because I had to do it separately. But there we go. That will do. Thank you very much. It's the last day of Audio Boom as we know it, and I don't even think many people are going to hear this because it's changed my name. So I don't know if I'm even on anyone's list anymore. Although when people change their names, they used to stay on the following list. Ah, the week has been a bit stressful. In one way or another, I've had 2 very unpleasant dialysis sessions on Thursday and last night. Thursday, because my blood pressure dropped really low, and they had to take me off 20 minutes early, and it was 64 over 20 something. If I'd have stood up, I would have been gone. And in fact, I don't know how I hadn't passed out with it like that. I think it's because I keep talking. So the only cure for that in dialysis is saline. And I had about 1 litre of it, which rather defeats the object because you go in there to have fluid taken off, but it was necessary, so I went home 1 litre over my dry weight. Oh, just over 1 litre over my dry weight. And to put it in context, I came in 2.2 litres over. So that was that. I was all right once they gave me all the saline. I was fine eventually, but that, because normally they could give you a little bit and it would be fine, but because it'd gone so low, it took a lot to bring it back up. It's actually a bit scary and it's very, very unpleasant. And then yesterday, they have to try and rotate the needles so that they don't use the same places over and over again because they get a bit worn out. They need a rest. I mean, they can be reused, but they need like a few weeks rest to recover, to heal up. So the nurse tried 2 different places. The bottom one was fine. The top one was really painful. As soon as she put it in, I said, I mean, they always hurt more when they're new because it's the skin's not used to it. But it hurt after it was in. I kept saying it really hurts. So she reduced the pump speed of the machine from 350, whatever it is, to 320 and then down to 300. But it still really hurt. So I ended up having four of them look at it. They tried to readjust the needle, but it was so painful. I've never had it as painful as that. It felt like there were six needles being stuck in me just when they touched it. In the end, they said it had clotted, and I said, can you please just take it out? So then they had to go in lower down in one of the old places, but I didn't even feel that one going at all. It was fine. Then my blood pressure dropped again. But luckily, I only needed the normal amount of saline to get it back up this time. And I just didn't feel very well. I felt quite sick and stuff. But anyway, I ended up okay. Came home, had a curry, waited for Ronan to come home because he'd gone out, and then had a good night's sleep. So I'm going to try and upload this later. It's about 7:15 or something now. And I will also try and share it on Anchor if I can. And out of my 4 hours, I've actually used 40... Well, it will be a bit more than that. Up till now, it was 41 minutes, plus the 4 minutes or so from the recording for Monday, which has got separated because my phone went dead and the voice memos saved it, and that was it. But I don't even know if I can do this through the app. I might have to go on the website and do it, so we will see. Because sometimes if you're sharing from voice memos, if they get a bit long, it won't share it. But it won't share it to audio, but I'll have to stick it in Dropbox and then get on my laptop and upload it from there. Anyway, I hope everyone's had a good week. The coming week is Connor's birthday one day, and I don't know if we're doing anything. And I haven't got any more tests this week, thankfully. Got a bit of a break from all that till the 13th of October now. So that's a week on Friday. So I will sign off for now, and I hope you all enjoy the rest of your weekend and have a good week ahead.